Boston's Handel and Haydn Society celebrates its bicentennial this season with the new recording of Handel's Messiah. That also happens to be one of the first works that it staged after its founding nearly 200 years ago. But as Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports, today's Handel and Haydn Society doesn't sound like it did in 1815.
Today, it's all about historically informed performance, or HIP for short. The goal is to take audiences back in time so they can experience what music might have sounded like in the Baroque and Classical periods, roughly 1600 to 1830. The ensemble's executive director, Marie-Hélène Bernard, says the European musicians who founded the society 200 years ago were interested in performing contemporary music.
You have to think that in 1815, Haydn has been dead for about 6 years. His music is still very much in vogue in Europe, and these musicians really wanted to bring it to America.
It took the founders almost a year to assemble their orchestra and chorus. 44 members signed on in April 1815. The Society's first concert took place the following Christmas Day at King's Chapel in Boston. The musicians performed excerpts from Handel's Messiah and Haydn's creation. A few years later, H&H, as it's affectionately called, played the full compositions for the first time in the U.S.
H&H gave the premiere of many works that are now part of the regular repertoire, but that was new in the days. First performance of Beethoven 9, Bach's St. Matthew Passion.
For the first 100 years, the voice dominated Handel and Haydn's aesthetic. For one performance of the St. Matthew Passion in 1871, the amateur chorus swelled to 700 singers. But in 1965, a single brutal review forced a major rethinking of the ensemble's direction. Boston Globe reviewer Michael Steinberg slammed the then H&H music director's pacing and what Steinberg called his neglect of Handel's intention. Jeremy Eichler is the current Globe classical music critic.
What Steinberg knew was that there was this whole thing out there called the early music movement, and that it was taking shape in places like New York, where conductors like Thomas Dunn were thinking about this repertoire in entirely new ways. They were trying to figure out the numbers, how many singers were involved in these performances back in the composer's own days.
That conductor Eichler just mentioned, Thomas Dunn, became H&H's music director in 1967. He embraced the historically informed performance idea by shrinking the chorus to about 30 professional singers. Here he is leading a Messiah concert a decade after he joined H&H. Dunn also reduced the size of the orchestra from about 100 musicians to 32. Another big change came in 1986 when the late early music champion Christopher Hogwood took the director post. He had the musicians switch to period instruments, which Eichler says aligned with the HIP trend to find a more authentic sound.
This impulse to try to recover something of the freshness and energy that might have been part of these performances when the music was new.
In today's Handel and Haydn Society, Robert Nairn plays a copy of a double bass built in Vienna in 1730.
It has frets, it has five strings. This is technically what's called a violone, so it's a precursor of the double bass in some ways.
Modern basses have four strings and no frets. Nairn's strings are made of sheep gut.
It has a much raspier sound, but it also has a lot richer, many more high harmonics that ring off.
Nairn also teaches at Juilliard and says he's seeing a surge of interest among his students in period music. That means there will likely be a new generation to draw from as the Handel and Haydn Society moves into its third century. The Boston Globe's Jeremy Eichler marvels at H&H's endurance.
To have been around in 1815 when James Madison was president and to be around today, it's just an organization that has lived so many lives, and when you think about them all at once, you get a sense of this sort of enormous sweep, this amazing history that does open up a really fascinating window onto the history of classical music in Boston and the history of classical music in America.
The Handel and Haydn Society will be celebrating its bicentennial with performances this winter, spring, and fall, capped with its 401st performance of Handel's Messiah next holiday season. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.